Dear Chicago.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Shit, I forgot how this goes. Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is Adam.
And this is Jerry.
You are listening to a gay podcast recorded out of Chicago, Illinois, in the Rogers Park area.
The Andersonville area.
And West Hollywood, California.
And you are listening to episode 11. What did I say the title is?
It said 0203.
1102. Welcome.
Y'all, it's been a minute.
Y'all have been busy. Ricky's a world traveler.
Yeah, I guess.
I'm just busy. He's like the gypsies that I live by. He's just everywhere.
You can't say gypsies anymore.
They are not from Romania. They are from Russia, and they say that they are Russian gypsies, and there's like 15 of them right now with like 30 kids out there playing in the pool.
Oh my God.
Are roasting a goat. So just stop
oh
it.
Oh my God.
Woo. Wow. I guess we're happy, you know, since the last recording, we're not in concentration camps yet. So yay.
Yet.
Hey, you guys, how you been? Well,
I don't know.
Adam,
this feels like
back and forth, but
what
I said, you and I have talked back and forth. Jerry and I haven't really spoken a lot, but anyway,
that's true. We hung out and got unexpectedly kind of drunk
last week,
a couple
right?
weeks ago.
Two weekends ago, I think. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it really was. It was like George was out of town and I was just going to stay home and play Baldur's Gate 3, which is what I'm playing right now. And Ricky was like, I don't want to stay home. Like, do you want to hang out? And he watched me play a video game and we drank 3 bottles of wine.
God damn.
Yeah, and we listened. I think like the first bottle and a half was while he's playing the game. And I was like, I don't know this. I'm just going to drink and talk and... Okay.
It was really fun. We played all of the Ultimate Aaliyah, like 3-disc
so
vinyl
good,
compilation.
So good.
So good. And Elliot, then we played
Missy Elliott.
Missy Elliott, the best of Missy Elliott. Mm-hmm. So we had
I didn't know that was
time.
On vinyl.
It's like a promo thing. Oh. I had it imported. It wasn't easy to find, but it wasn't really expensive, so you might be able to find it. It's real good, though. It's got pretty much all the classics on it.
Does it have Pussycat on it?
I don't think it has Pussycat on it.
Then never mind.
Well, fine. Go fuck yourself. I don't know what to tell you.
We also, like, after the video game, like, I don't know. I got kind of tired of that. I was like, I don't even understand this. It's kind of boring. It's not like like Mario Brothers or whatever. It was some kind of, like, you throw a stick, I throw a stick, you do this, I do it. Okay. Although it is kind of like really risque. Like there's penises flopping everywhere. Like you have sex with people. Like it's like, whoa, video games have changed.
Nasty.
But then we played cards. We played Rummy. That was fun.
We did.
I think that's when
it
most of the drinking happened too.
It's true. We got, I haven't played Rummy in a very long time. It's 500, right? We played
500.
Yeah,
500, yeah.
And I'm pretty sure I used to play it with my mom, who is similarly ruthless, like Ricky is.
Excuse me?
Oh, whatever. So I forgot how to play. Ricky was showing me how to play. And then I won basically every round, except for the last one. And Ricky has not let me forget it.
I won by like 23 points.
He was real proud and rubbing my face in it, so
yeah, it was good though. It was got nice and drunk the next day. I was like, whoa, that's, I haven't been like that in a long time.
Well, we did drink like shitty like fruit wine, like Moira Rose, RIP Catherine O'Hara.
Oh,
Yeah.
so sad.
But Ricky,
Why were you drinking such terrible wine?
Because we didn't
Ricky,
plan. We just did it. I brought some from
right.
Michigan. What was that I brought? Like some kind of peach shit or something?
It
Like
was like
cherry.
cherry blossom
Oh,
or some
cherry,
shit.
Japanese cherry blossom from Michigan.
Oh my
It
God.
was really something special. And then we had sangria as well, which was also garbage sangria, but it's the if y'all haven't had it, and I'm sure we've talked about it on the show at least at some point, or I have, Capriccio sangria. And you can get that shit at like Target. It's like, I don't know, like 15%.
Oh, that's why
And
also we were pretty.
yeah,
Is that the
But it didn't
sangria that
taste
your
like
mom likes?
15%, though. It's not like it didn't taste like that.
No, it doesn't taste harsh. It's the sangria that we had at my wedding.
Okay.
But my mom doesn't really drink a whole lot, so I mean, she'll drink pretty much any sangria and then she'll tell all her secrets. But I searched out this sangria at one point years ago because somebody posted on Instagram that they drank it and then hours later woke up on their kitchen floor holding a chicken finger and they don't know where the chicken finger came from, like they didn't have any in their house.
We always just made our
So
own sangria.
I wanted that experience for myself.
Okay, first of all, Jerry, it was cold as shit. Ain't nobody got time to go get shit at the store. Like, we don't have time for that. It's too cold.
It was like 80 something today.
Oh, today it was like 12.
Ooh, that's warm,
Was
like
it?
recently.
I don't know if it's that cold, but the other day it was like 36 or 37. And I was like, ooh, shorts.
Really? I mean, I'm over it, but like not to the point where I'm like a bit angry about it or like I'm moving to somewhere warm. I made my bed, I'll lie in it. I honestly don't mind it that much. It sucks. But also, I don't like I know people who live in Florida now. What?
No, I'm
We're
listening.
listening. Oh, I think my internet is like janky because it looks like Ricky's really mad right now, but I realize his
I
face is just
paused? Just
moving.
face. That's just his face.
That is just his face.
I'm mad.
But like you were just like grumpy old man. No, like Jerry was just like, oh, it was 20 there. It was 80 today.
We're
I
swimming.
like what does that give you? Like what does that actually give you? Like do
Shorts
you
year all
feel
around.
good?
Shorts year all around.
I
I
don't
live
give
in
a
some place where
fuck.
my face doesn't hurt when the weather's bad.
I know where I fucking live. I know where you live. So why I don't give a shit that it's nice in LA. Fucking obviously it is. And it's the
Lies.
same thing with people I know in Florida. They're like, oh my God, I heard it was negative. It's been like a 70. Okay, you live closer to the equator, asshole.
But
It's been cold
live in
in Florida.
Florida.
Yeah,
It's
exactly.
and it snowed in Florida last week. Like
Whatever.
North Florida, and it like flurried. It's not like pff,
That's big deal. That's like Oklahoma. You get an inch and the whole place shuts down.
It doesn't snow a lot in Oklahoma.
No. They got 5 inches and they said that there was like sleet underneath, and so like everything was shut down. My mom and dad were like at home for like a week. They couldn't really go anywhere.
Interesting. I thought it would snow there because
Fascinating.
it's like in an area where it's cold, but.
No, it's closer to Texas. Like if you just go a little bit up further up, like Missouri, then yeah, but for some reason, like you'll get it every like 5 years or something.
Well, we've got no less snow this year. Can we get off the weather stuff? I'm feeling old. Now let's
We
talk about
are
our
old.
ailments.
Our
Our
ailments. Word.
ailments. Okay. I have to talk about this. This fucking Nicki Minaj shit. What the fuck is
Canceled.
crazy? Do you think she has one of those Elon Musk implants in her brain and she's like the
No,
first one to
she's
get
an
it?
illegal alien. Her husband is going to jail. Her cousin is a pedophile.
Her
She's trying to get
brother.
him,
It's her
her
brother.
brother. Yeah, whatever. Somebody else in her family is a pedophile. She wants to get, pardoned.
You're rich. What does it matter what fucking country you live in?
Well, she's
Like,
been
what does
here
it
since
matter?
12. She didn't want to go anywhere else.
Go to fucking like somewhere cool. You're rich. Unless she's not rich, which I guess could be the case, but that whole thing is weird.
Isn't she going to lose her house or something?
Yeah, I was reading something like bankruptcy and stuff, but like, how do you
All
do
the
that?
court cost. She's got to get her husband off, got to get her brother off.
Got to get her brother off.
I have no idea what's happening. Like, I understand, but I don't know any of the details. I do like to share memes that make fun of her. But
Well,
that's,
her and Erica
I'm
Kirk
like,
are
not.
besties now.
Ooh, I watched a TikTok today that said Erica Kirk found out that she was going to get that Charlie was going to divorce her because she said those kids aren't his. And now he wrote her out of the will. And so now that she admitted that, like she's trying to get the will and she's going to contest it. But they're like, no, his mom's getting everything. And
Good.
like crazy Candace Owens is like, spreading all this stuff because I think she was in love with Charlie Kirk.
Let me tell you, Candace Owens, I fucking hate that bitch. But let me tell you, she has been given the tea ever since he died. Like all these calls, all these situations, you're like, ooh, bitch, yes, she is bringing it. I hate that bitch, but I'm glad she's doing it. She's disgusting.
There was a meme today that had like the Super Bowl and it had a bunch of fireworks, and they were like, I didn't know Erica Kirk was going to be at the Super Bowl.
It is okay. It's just weird how she's acting. It's not really. I've never seen people grieve that way, but
No.
okay. But I think people grieve that way when they murder their husbands or have them paid to be murdered or paid to
Right.
have them killed or in the
I
Epstein
like.
files.
I had, and I know this is going to sound naive or whatever, but like, I don't know. Like, I kind of thought things were mostly okay for a while. Like, not with this administration, obviously, but like, for most of my adult life, I've kind of been like, things are running fine-ish. I wish we didn't have student loans. I wish we had socialized medicine. I wish I wasn't in debt, yada, yada. But like, I didn't feel actively threatened, and like I also conspiracy theories are like true now.
Yes, all this QAnon stuff, like some of the stuff they were talking about is has
Because it's
a
them.
truth, but
Because it's them.
I,
They were spreading
it's
it, but
just
it was about them.
I cannot. I'm like, this is the kind of shit that I've like, you read like a political thriller or something, or some
It's in
like
the fucking
there's some
movies.
crazy
This is
like,
not real life. Like, this shit is not real.
yeah, but it is real and it's horrific. And I just like, I am I living in a simulation? Like, what is happening?
We all died during COVID.
Well, I have been
So,
doing my research on World War II and concentration camps, and I've been looking at all these people that did all these things to kill people. Like this one nun put arsenic in a bowl of, or a pot of soup and killed like 60 Nazi officers. And then this other barber, he dipped his towels in typhoid, and then he would shave the barbers and like from the micro cuts, then he would put the towel on them, and then they would go spread typhoid out to all the. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna test out all these things. But mainly the one thing that I have been really concerned about when I go to a concentration camp is. I'm gonna have to suck a white guy's dick to stay alive, and I don't like that.
I was going to say you're going to spread syphilis to
Gonna
all of
have to
them.
see how am I gonna live? I don't want to do that, but I mean, I guess you have to do what you do. But
I'm sure you'll get by just fine. One or two of them have got to be uncut, like so that might work out in your favor.
maybe. No, but it is like. I'm very
Right. There's
concerned
a lot of
because
like
it's all
Mexicans.
falling in pattern of
There's all
this.
Mexicans that are doing ICE because every time, somebody shoots someone, they take it off and there's like, oh, he thinks he's white. So you'll be fine. You'll be fine in the concentration camp, second the ICE
No,
date.
because concentration camp people have blonde hair and blue eyes. Oh, you mean prisoners? Oh, yeah, it might be okay.
Oh my God.
This guy that I didn't go to high school with him, but I knew him in high school, and then I went to junior college with him. He's a preacher, Baptist preacher, and he has just been going ballistic about how much he hates Trump and how ungodly and unchristian. And his people that follow him, like half of them are like on his side, and the other ones are like, well, I don't understand. And they're just coming out for him and going, how can you support this man? Good grief. But he's just like, this man is so unchristian and so ungodly. And I'm like, more of you need to be saying this.
Well, a lot of them think it. They just won't say it because they don't want to be ostracized.
Oh, God. Griff just can't, he just cannot stand him. And the video that he put with them as gorillas, he
Oh
went
my God.
off.
You didn't see that, Adam? That racist video that Trump posted? He put the Obamas as
No.
monkeys.
Well,
It was
somebody did. He took the video.
power.
He's not smart enough.
He fucking did it. He knew what was in the
He
video.
posted it,
He knew what was
yes.
in the video.
But then they try to say a staffer did it. And then they try to go, well, it was a satire because it was from The Lion King. And people were like, there were no gorillas in The Lion
There
King.
wasn't a hippopotamus.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And they're like, no, it's satire because they put other people's heads on them, like Bill and Hillary Clinton. It's like, no, that's
It
not
didn't make
what's
it right.
happening. What are you doing, Ricky?
I'm putting like moisturizer on my tattoos because they're dry.
Oh, it looks like deodorant.
It does, yeah. I mean, it is kind of like a deodorant.
Oh,
It,
okay.
well, can't. Yeah, and all these Epstein file things, like, it's unbelievable. It's just unfucking believable.
You know what's going to come up? They're going to be eating cats and dogs in at the end of the day. Every accusation is projection.
Well, it's
Because
like there was this one girl in Mexico. Like, apparently, what has happened is these girls would go to this island and they would be like baby incubators. They were forced to have babies for people. So it's like The Handmaid's Tale, the beginning of it, you know? But also it was like, I don't know, it's fucking weird. Like, you don't think it's real. Like, it's so weird, but here we are, you know.
Here we are.
It's gonna be like, there's gonna be people in there that we like that are gonna be in there, but it's gonna suck. You know, they have to be taken down, but I don't even know if they're going to. Because everybody that wants to say something dies of suicide.
I don't know. I don't know. It's I like technologically speaking, and like with society the way that it is, I think it's like almost impossible to have some sort of like organized resistance movement like you would have in World War II. Which freaks me out, and it's like depressing for a lot of reasons. Like, I'm like, why are we all connected in having to have cell phones in our faces all the time? I'm having a midlife crisis. I just want to go to the mall. I just want to go to the mall and have my mom pick me up at 5 and not have a bill.
The Galleria in St. Louis is just going downhill. One of my friends was like telling me, he's like, they're taking out Bread Company, which is what Panera used to be called. They're like, they took out Bread Company in the Galleria. And I was like, wait, what? He's like, yeah. I was like, is it like going to hell? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, but that's where we fell in love. Because he's a straight guy, but he's obsessed with hearing stories of like, stuff I do. But anyway, I'm like, well, there goes the Galleria.
Yeah, malls are kind of like
My childhood
dead.
mall doesn't exist at all
Mine barely
anymore.
exists.
And
Mine is
I
a
can't go to
slag.
Camelot. No, I went to Hastings. Hastings to get music.
We had
Did y'all have
Camelot
Hastings?
and The Wall, I think, is the other one. The Wall? Is that what it's called? I think it was.
And Sam Goody. Did you have Sam Goody?
No.
I think we had a
I
Virgin
had.
Records, maybe like in Roanoke, maybe. But
Wow, in Roanoke?
yeah, I mean, Roanoke's like half a Luton. Now it's not. It's like just tacky, old, and full of gangs, I guess. But
Gangs of white people.
which I think is
Oh
gangs
my
in like
God.
southwestern Virginia. Like, what the fuck are you doing there? Like, who are you gang banging? Deer? Bears?
Methany.
Oh my God. No, we had National Record Mart and Camelot. And I think National Record Mart was the same thing as Sam Goody.
Did you used to get that like monthly book from Camelot? Like you'd go in and they'd like have what was coming up. Was that available when you were like growing up? Because you used to like go in and like they had like a monthly zine of like all the stuff that was coming out with like ads for it. So you'd
Yeah.
go and look so that you could go like plan your mall trip since we had to drive almost an hour and a half.
Well, we only had to drive like 15 minutes
Yeah,
and
and I only had to drive like 25. Wow, okay. Well, I
I
walked barefoot for
never
25 minutes, I guess I should say.
yeah.
In
In that Flintstones
my
car.
wagon, covered wagon.
Pulled by a donkey.
I
No, we were pulling it. What are you talking about?
They took turns. Oh my
Whoever's
God.
feet are the blackest wins. No one wanted to go on the dirt road because they would lose.
My God.
Got Winn-Dixie feet. I
Wait, you make
win.
it think like we had pavement. What the fuck? We all had dirt roads. Like made my stomach hurt for a second. No, like I remember like standing in line and getting stuff. That was weird. Now it's
I did
like,
that in St. Louis.
Standing in line.
I got
No,
that
like for
midnight
CDs
to
and
get Ray of
stuff.
Light.
I went to Kmart, I believe, to get the NSYNC No Strings Attached album at like midnight or something.
Kmart, what a relic.
Gay.
I went to the NSYNC concert. It was like my first concert with friends, like that I went to like by myself. And we were like all the way fucking up at the top, Peanut Heaven, 100%, you couldn't see shit. And I had frosted tips back when I had hair.
Did you go with sun in? What did
Blonde.
you frost them with?
Sun in.
Yeah, it was like I was dark blonde with like,
Oh, okay.
like platinum tips essentially. And I was fat and I wore like a vinyl Hawaiian shirt.
Oh, Jesus.
Ooh, sweaty.
It was not my finest moment. I looked like Guy Fieri.
Without the beard, without the facial hair.
I probably not at that point, but I started shaving in like 7th or 8th grade because I've always had like pretty thick facial hair.
And you're a
Um,
year
and I
advanced.
had I I'm very much a year advanced. I'm more than a year advanced on facial hair and bush and all that. I was pretty hairy, fairly young.
Bush.
Bush. But I wasn't like, there were people who had like back hair in 8th grade.
Damn.
Yeah, well, Pittsburgh's very Eastern European, so it tends to be a hairy sort of region, I believe. Anyway, I had like a douchebag beard, like the line, when I was in high school, and like a little goatee. I was a mess.
You didn't have that in your senior pictures.
I did not have that in my senior pictures. I had it when I was fat. I lost weight because I had mono. And then I got my senior pictures taken, thankfully.
Mono, like the
I
best
thought the
diet ever.
beard helped. I had a very round face. I'm gonna find a picture. It's ooh.
The beard gives you angles when you're fat.
It does. It does.
It helps. It makes you feel like pseudo skinny.
Yeah. You're just, it's not just full
It's
Pillsbury
like, oh, no
Doughboy.
one could see that I have like a 400-pound gut because look at my face.
Right.
So were you
It
like
kind
in
of,
10th or 11th grade when you went to see that?
10th grade, because it
10th
was the
grade.
year I went with the girls that I was in No No Nanette with.
Gay.
So gay.
I'm going with the
I
chorus girls.
so.
I'm going with the chorus girls to the show.
Oh, I didn't. Please, I didn't hang out with the chorus girls. I was the lead. I hung out with leads, okay?
Not the backup dancers.
No, I gave some of them the time of day.
Are any of these girls the ones you fingered?
No.
He fingered the
No.
chorus girls because they would they were
Oh,
desperate.
they were absolutely star fuckers.
Star fuckers. Are you looking for a
Exactly.
photo? Actually looking for a photo?
Yeah, I am. I was gonna say star fuckers. One time when I was singing and dancing at Kennywood, the peak of my fame, if you will, this absolute psychopath that worked at Kennywood asked me to sign her titty.
Did you do it?
I was like, for what? I'm not
I sucked
giving
a
you
girl's
those
titty at the gay
things.
bar. She had just had them pierced, and
Signed,
she said they were
not
hurting. I was like,
sucked.
what? Oh, signed?
Oh my
Signed.
God.
Oh, I sucked
Like
one at a gay bar.
autographed titty. I'm like, who was asking for your autograph at a gay bar on their titty?
He put some girl's titty in his mouth.
She had just had them pierced.
And I.
She said they were hurting, so I put a piece of ice in my mouth and was like,
Wait, you. Her
how
titty could
drunk
have
were
fell
you?
off with all that bacteria in your mouth.
How drunk were you?
That's nasty.
It was
That's nasty.
that
Was
was at
this
my
this was in Florida, wasn't it?
yes, it was at a actually, it wasn't even a gay bar. It was a straight leather bar, like a biker bar. And it was like, it was interesting because it was all biker people that were straight, but then there was us gay people, and then there was a trans woman that had a parrot on her shoulder there. Guess it was all encompassing.
Florida, y'all.
Like a real
Florida.
parrot?
Yes, it was a real parrot. It was interesting.
Wild.
Florida.
And I guess I
I don't
should
know.
say gay
There's.
people. It was only me and my other gay friend, and then everybody else was straight. All my other friends were straight. Was fun.
If you're into sucking on
There used to be a
titties.
man. There used to be a man around here that pushed around a baby carriage with a parrot in it, so we can't. It's not entirely Florida.
A parrot?
I
Why
haven't seen him
a
in a
parrot?
while.
Like, they have wings and stuff.
Well, it wasn't gonna fly away. Like, you know, he had to keep it under
That parrot was
wraps.
lazy.
There's an old man that walks and has a stroller, and he has his little dog in there, and he has his little short shorts, Richard Simmons size, that he just walks up and down Santa Monica Boulevard with the dogs. It's kind of cute.
We have people that do it with
Oh.
cats. It's
Like
fun.
cat leashes.
No, in a stroller with two cats in it.
Oh. Okay.
What
Is
else
it
we got to talk
covered?
about? Is it covered?
Yeah, it has like
Okay.
It has like a window in it. So it's kind of
Okay.
like the ones that you would put a baby in if it's raining. That's what they have in.
Oh my God, did I tell you guys about the lady? I'm crossing the street with Badger on his morning walk, and it had snowed fairly heavily and like frozen, and this was a couple weeks ago. And I'm crossing the street, and all of a sudden, all of this ice just slides off the sweet green awning, which is like right by where I live, and right onto her fucking like her and the baby carriage.
Oh my God.
And she just stops and looks at me, and she was like, "Did an icicle get my baby?" I was like, "Oh my God, no, it didn't. You're good." I was like,
Was her baby
what a horrible
covered?
thing.
Was the baby covered? Oh, okay.
But I was like, "Oh, girl."
Can you imagine? You're like, there's an icicle sticking out of your baby.
Oh my God.
Well,
Thank
just downtown,
God.
there's all these signs that say, "Be aware of falling icicles. Look up." No, I'm not going to look up and have an icicle hit me in the fucking eye. I'm not doing that.
Oh my God. I mean,
Watch for falling
no. I
ice.
mean, just
No.
I feel like just be aware that it could happen, maybe.
Or just stay home so you don't have to worry about it.
Or just stay home.
And don't be walking your baby when it's so fucking cold. Yes, I'm victim blaming.
She
I
can't
think
just
you
leave the
have to.
baby. Sure, you
Yeah, I think you
can. It
have to
happens all the
like.
time. Although these bitches that came into the yoga studio 7 minutes late to class yesterday, I was like, ladies, class closes at 35 if it's at 30, 5 minutes after. And she went, well, we've got newborns and you can't always expect. And I went, you can come this time, but after that, you can't come in. You're disrupting the entire class. And she went, oh, okay. And she walked around and looked at class and went, oh shit, because it was like 50 people. And I was like, I wanted to go, see? But it's the newborn. I have a newborn at home. I don't care. I
Good.
don't
You should be at
care.
home with that
No.
newborn to make sure it
Yeah,
doesn't
I don't
die.
care. You got a husband,
I
don't you?
cannot. The audacity and entitlement of straight people sometimes.
The worst.
I just, people, there are several, I believe. Yeah, at least three elementary schools around my neighborhood, like within walking distance of like where I walk Badger. And like these people, like they will cut you off. They think that because they have kids, they get to cross the street first. They will walk right the fuck in front of your car. They don't give a fuck if you have a dog. Pull your ch You don't own the sidewalk. I don't give a fuck if you have the entire Von Trapp family with you, bitch. Not across shoulder to
Not the Von
shoulder,
Traps.
walking down the side.
I've told you guys about my friend Bill. He lives in the Upper West Side in New York City, and this lady hit him with the stroller, and he was like, "Hey!" And she went, "I have a baby." And he went, "I didn't fuck you." I said, "What
Well,
did she
also,
say?"
like, I don't know how many times I've been at a job where it's like, oh, you don't get to have holidays because I have a family and you don't. I'm sorry, what did you just say to me? That's something to ask. That's going to make me have ask for even more holidays off now.
Oh yeah. I'm not. No. The like I'm just I sometimes have to stop myself like because I talk to Badger out loud while I'm walking him and I'll be like, "Look at this bitch." So
It's
yeah,
easy to be
Badger
a
could
cunt for your dog, right?
if Badger could talk, he'd be saying the same thing, or he'd start it.
Right? Oh, he totally would.
Oh, I think he was over us the night I was over there at him because he was like looking. It was like 1:30 in the morning, I think. But he was like,
It was
could
late.
you leave so I can go on a walk, please?
He was ready. He's got so much personality. I do want another dog, but like
He was
Badger's
going to
just
the
a joy.
door and being like pointing.
He does that. He's a herding dog.
And I was being bad and I was giving them stuff.
Like my
Oh no,
mother.
whoops.
Now you're
He's
gonna make
loving
him
on me.
shit all over the place.
No, it wasn't bad. What was I
It's
giving
so
them? Popcorn? What was it? It wasn't. Oh,
peanuts.
a peanut. A peanut.
He does love a peanut. He, if you open the peanuts, I don't matter where he is in the house, he will come running
He
and
comes
he,
running.
you owe him a peanut.
Because he ran. He took effort to get
It's
to you.
the only reason you're opening them goddamn peanuts is so he can get one. He don't care if you have a handful, they're for him.
He's so cute though when he takes it. He's so gentle. He's like, and then he comes over
Yes,
and just
he
rubs
is.
you
He
again.
his little like his little lips, he's like just takes it. Oh, what a good boy.
What else we got to talk about?
Robin is coming to Chicago. I'm gonna try to
Oh,
get tickets
when
probably.
is she coming?
March or
March,
something? I don't know.
what do you know? I'll look it up.
Yeah,
Where is she
yes, you got a
playing?
pocket computer. United Center, I think.
Okay.
Yes. Anyway.
I'm gonna go see Brandi Carlile in was it 2 weeks?
Lesbian music.
The 20th, I
It
think. Well,
is.
I didn't pay for the tickets. My friend Liz, who's a lesbian, paid
You
for
suck
it.
on someone's titty for him.
Oh my God.
Not for Brandy, no. Melissa Etheridge, yeah, probably.
You'd suck on a titty for Melissa Etheridge.
And I'm actually seeing her. Oh my God, I can't believe I'm doing this. I'm seeing her in Indiana at a casino.
Wow.
No, not Indiana,
You
Michigan.
really. Michigan's slightly better.
Yeah, but you have to get through
Michigan.
Indiana to get to it.
Yeah, that's true. You are just evolving into a Midwest lesbian.
I am. I am.
It's. And you know what? If that makes you happy, suck on them titties. Get you some Melissa Etheridge.
Birkenstocks.
You and your life partner, Linda, can run
Liz.
your goat farm together,
We,
Liz. There you go.
the last time I was at her house, I disassembled furniture and stuff for her. I'm like, you're a lesbian. I'm gay. Why am I doing this? She goes, but you're a man. I'm like, you're a man. She's a girly lesbian, though. Like, she likes
That's
purses and
okay.
shit.
They make those.
Jerry, what's been going on with you?
I'm working the NBA All-Star game this coming week.
What do you do?
I do transportation.
Of the players?
No.
Oh.
So they try to get the NBA, which for the listeners that don't know is the National Basketball Association. Basketball is a sport that plays on
A
TV, and
court.
the All-Star game is where they get like various famous players and they play against each other. No, what we try to do is to get people to take the buses there or walk to the venues instead
That's
of
hilarious
plot.
in California. You guys don't do that shit.
Well, we'll say you could do a lift, but from your hotel to the venue that's a mile is going to take you an hour. And they go, oh, I'll just walk. But this year, it's spread out. There's one in the game is in Inglewood, but there's still a lot of stuff downtown. So they're gonna have to separate us. And I believe I'm just gonna be downtown by the convention center. And then there's certain events that are there that night, and then other things that happen in Inglewood. So
And you're a driver?
no, I'm just putting people on the buses and making sure that the local staff that we hire here is holding the signs correctly so that if they do walk, they are never more than like 1,000 feet from a sign pointing them in the direction that they're supposed to be going.
Yeah, I guess because people in California aren't used to walking, so they need signs.
Well, exactly. And they don't know, you just go keep going where? Do you see where all the people are gathered, like right in front of you? Go that way.
But it's kind of weird because here in Chicago, if you told somebody that's like a mile, it's like, oh, that's like three city blocks. It's fine. I can get
Yeah,
there.
but I've also done it in North Carolina and Cleveland too. You know, when you're in that concentrated area, you're just trying to not get cars and stuff in there. You're just trying to get them to walk. Cleveland was a little harder because it was as cold as it is in Chicago when we were there. You know, it kept snowing and it was real cold. I had to go buy thermal underwear.
Oh my goodness, I don't even wear those.
Oh.
I can't deal with that, all that extra
Well, I was
bunching.
outside. So I had to.
I still don't do it if I'm outside. I don't do it.
Yeah, but you're outside for what? Maybe 5 minutes?
What?
No, if I'm walking a mile, I'm outside.
Yeah, try 10 hours, a 10-hour day walking in outside.
Whatever. I still don't wear them. If I was out 10 hours, I still wouldn't wear it. I hate the feeling of it. Weird.
We have a big like overall sort of
Oh,
situation
you
going
showed them to
on.
me the other night.
Yeah, they are hardcore. I look like Kurt Russell in The Thing. It is
Wear
straight
snow
up
pants.
Antarctica.
I wear snow pants usually.
Yes, these are snow pants, but it's like a big whole like thing that you pull over
Yeah.
with straps and shit. I'll tell you what though, I will sweat my ass off in that. It'll be, like negative 15, negative 20, whatever. And I'll come home, titty sweat all underneath.
But you're wearing like clothes underneath, because usually when I wear them, I'd either wear the thermals or sweatpants underneath them, and just because everything was so bundled.
Actually, I guess I should say I don't wear thermal underwear, but I wear like tights, you know, like that you would like put under like your workout clothes or whatever. Those seem to work for me for warmth.
Yeah, I prefer those. We're fascinating today,
I
ladies. We
know,
are
like
just.
back in 4 months, and what do we got to talk about? We haven't talked about farts. We haven't talked about poop. We haven't talked any music.
I
What
feel
else do
like
we
I
usually
had a
talk about?
poop. Did I have a poop story recently?
Oh, I have one.
Okay.
Saturday morning, this Saturday, yesterday, I was going to go volunteer at the Evanston Farmers Market, the inside one. Getting up, I took a shower, I'm in the bedroom, and I'm getting ready to put my clothes on, and I was like, oh, I farted, but it was really warm.
Oh,
Promptly went back into the shower because I shit my pants.
no. Oops. What
And the only reason I
the
checked is because I was like, whoa, that was really warm.
hell?
Didn't
Even feel how
Oh
wet
my
it was. It
God.
was just
No,
warm.
I was like, oh, what happened? And then I was like, oh. But yeah, that was fun.
What a surprise.
But then my stomach hasn't been the same since then, so I'm kind of nervous to go anywhere. Because if I had to
Yeah,
go
I
to a bathroom in
understand
the
that.
public and like take a liquid shit, I would die.
I poop at work, but I prefer
Yeah.
not to poop in public. And it's
I
like
poop at
if.
work, but I go down four stories into the all gender bathroom in the very corner where no one goes.
Oh my God.
And I also like it because there's no camera and nobody can see you go in there.
Oh, I see. So that's where the magic happens.
Oh.
Pooping and sucking, sucking and pooping.
I don't do that
I
at
did
work.
message Adam the other day because I was like, I have to take the biggest shit, and I had to go. I forgot where I had to stop and go because I was like, I have to poop. But it was just a public bathroom. I think I went, it was in a library or something. But I was like, I gotta poop now. It was
Sometimes
huge.
that's how it bees.
I was like, this would be Ricky's worst nightmare.
I think it's hilarious that you're constantly sending me things where people are like pooping in bathrooms or like, and you're like, you would die in this situation, wouldn't you?
I sent one Adam today where a guy had his pants off, his shoes and his socks, and you can just see his feet. And they're like, God, the guy next to me is dead. praying for his life in the next stall.
Well, I just like,
I.
I don't like when you're in the men's restroom and there's a guy shitting next to you, and it's like they're fucking having a baby. Like they're doing Lamaze like breathing style and stuff. I'm like, dude, like, is it that serious that you gotta be like, ugh. Like, no, stop. Like,
I don't
don't do
think
that.
I don't think a lot of straight men understand their assholes, for lack of a better,
They don't eat fiber.
it's the same kind of people who are like, if you wipe your ass, you're a faggot. Like, that is the kind of people who are fighting for their life, shitting their brains out in a public bathroom.
It may be worse if you're in a restaurant. Like, oh no, I am not using a bathroom in a restaurant other than to pee. I'm not pooping in a restaurant.
I don't think I've ever, unless something was really wrong, I can't think of a time where I've pooped in a restaurant.
One of my professors in college said that when they were in grad school, he's like, they used in at by Wayne State, they had like an all you can eat like breakfast brunch on Sunday. And he said, Charlotte and I used to go, which was his friend that I knew. And he's like, Charlotte would have to excuse herself in the middle of it because she'd have to go poop. And then she'd come back. She goes, okay, I'm ready for more.
The worst, and this does happen probably more often than I'd like.
Was
I
it
do
like
poop
business
in
in wearing pants?
bars.
I got new
Oh,
pants.
no. Oh, hi.
He got new pants.
What?
You poop in bars? No, absolutely not.
Yes, I've had to poop in a bar before.
No, because most
I.
bars don't have doors.
No. I, first of all,
In
I
this
don't go to.
world, fuck it.
I don't go to bars like that, generally speaking. And if I do, I will tell, I will, as hopefully I'm with a friend, I will be like, look, I'm gonna need you to stand in front of this door because I'm a shit. So, but sometimes alcohol just hits you like that. It makes your stomach like, blah, 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 and then you gotta get rid of whatever's in there.
If I was in that scenario, I would leave the bar and go somewhere else to poop and then come back.
Where are you gonna go? Where are you gonna go?
I don't know, but if there's nowhere to go, then it's home.
What if you can't hold it?
I'm not usually in that situation that I can't do that.
It sounds like you were recently.
Then
Was at
that is
home.
Ricky's heated rivalry.
I've
Have y'all watched that yet?
watched some of
No.
it. It's pretty good. I
Yeah.
Ricky approves.
like it.
Aren't they white though?
No, one's Asian.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the other one's Russian?
Yes.
Polish? Ukrainian?
Russian.
Oh.
Russian.
They're hot. They do hot things.
Yeah, the Russia guy, Adam, his butt is so big and juicy. You'll be like, okay.
I don't know anything. Are they really gay in real life?
I think the
Like,
Asian guy has a girlfriend. The other guy lives in West Hollywood somewhere, so
okay.
I don't think so.
But what's interesting is they're not just like coworkers on the show. Like anywhere they go, they are fucking like gay together. Like always
Yeah.
gay together.
It's
Always.
cute.
Aw.
It's cute. And then Sebastian Rainier is in the show.
Who's that?
Yes, from Schitt's Creek.
From Schitt's Creek, he plays the hockey play the other gay hockey player.
But who is he in Schitt's Creek?
Sebastian Rainier.
He
Photographer?
dated David. Yeah, he was a photographer.
Oh.
And just generally an asshole.
Oh, he was the photographer that Moira
Yes.
stole the disc from, right?
Yes.
Okay. Or no, David did because Moira let him take pictures of her that she didn't find appropriate or something like that. I can't
Something
remember,
like that.
but yeah. Oh, that was a good show.
Yes. I'm actually surprised you've watched some of the Heated Rivalry.
I haven't like seen a full episode. I've only walked in on it and watched like 10 or 15 minutes and then left because I'm like,
So you're just watching the sex parts.
No, because not always is the sex part. I walked in on the part where they're the Asian guy's with his parents and they're talking about Rolexes or something at dinner, and he's like, I hate my life or whatever. But I have seen some sex scenes though.
Well, Perhaps now that I've finished Stranger Things, that'll be something
Oh,
we can
you watched
watch.
that? I couldn't in. I didn't. I wasn't of
Haven't seen
interest.
an episode of that.
Well, I was committed, and generally speaking, it's kind of up my alley, but it did not stick the landing, I will say. The fifth season's pretty bad.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
It's rough. And then you just keep thinking about David Harbour with a butt plug in, which I
Don't even know what that means.
before so it, long story short, David Harbour was married to Lily Allen. It was like a really
Okay.
fast like COVID wedding. He was a piece of shit to her.
Is that the
And
one
not
she
that
sang
I'm
all the
sure.
songs about, the album? This most.
Yes.
Okay.
So one of the songs, the lead single was Pussy Palace, and it was about her finding his secret apartment and a bag of like butt plugs and condoms and like crazy shit everywhere. So the whole I was kind of like, oh, you're a real piece of shit and you like stuff in your butt, which is fine, which is fine. Obviously, I think all of us do from time to time, but it was distracting. And I think that was the point of Lily Allen's album. Also, Linda Hamilton is in it, and I love Linda Hamilton. Look, Linda Hamilton, much respect, but why you let them put you in that wig? And also, you have nothing to do. She does nothing. She just walks around in the worst wig I've seen on television, probably in the
Since,
last 20 years, if not ever.
oh wow, you didn't watch the Selena series on Netflix then.
I did not watch the Selena series,
Is it like a
but
Party City wig?
those wigs were worse than Party City. And
No.
I opened my big fat mouth to this girl in acting class once. She was like, I played Yolanda in that series. And I was like, you did? I was like, the wigs were terrible. She goes, yes, they were. She's like, my wig was even worse.
Oh man.
Why
This
did
is
something
it
like that
is
happen? Like,
they
that
just didn't want to
seems
pay
like one
for
of
it.
the easiest things that you could
They didn't
correct.
want to spend money on it.
It looks stupid. It's ridiculous. It makes the show look stupid.
Yeah.
I don't know. Stranger Things had money, so maybe they were doing it on purpose, but this is like a gray mullet helmet
Whoa.
situation. It is. It's like, did you ever see a wig that's like riding on somebody's head? Not like on it, but
Just
just like,
floating above.
yeah, kind of. Oh, so
Sounds like the
awful.
wigs when I
So.
saw Grease on Ice.
Grease on Ice, just in general, like that three words, I.
Starring Nancy Kerrigan.
It sounds like super slippery.
It was like the duty's wig, I swear, he hadn't wa it hadn't been washed in like 3 years. And you could see it in the ice rink stadium, how gross it looked.
Wait, were you
No,
serious?
that
Nancy
was.
Kerrigan was in it?
Yeah, she played Sandy.
Oh.
She fell during her solo of It's Raining on Prom Night, and I screamed, "It's her bum knee! It's her bum knee!"
Oh.
The
I didn't even know the Olympics were happening right now. Am I, is that
only reason I
over
knew is because of
there?
Bad Bunny.
That's the
Wait,
Super
Bad
Bowl,
Bunny's at the
Ricky.
Olympics? Oh, the Olympics.
No,
I'm sorry.
faggots.
That's the Super Bowl.
I knew about the Super Bowl, but I did not know
No, the only reason I know about the
about.
Olympics is because all these people are in uproar because the American athletes are like, it's hard to represent a company or a country with the things that are happening in our country, and we're not happy with it. And then, of course, MAGA is like, well, if you don't like it, move to another country. If you don't like it, do this. Shut the fuck up. If you don't want to do it, rip the flag off. Ugh.
And they booed JD Vance when he showed
Yeah.
up. Like at the opening ceremony, they cheered for the athletes, and then they put him on camera, and everybody's like, "Boo!" And the NBC cut it out here, but so everybody's seen it on YouTube and TikTok and everything else. But
Wild.
his
And
face just falls.
did they show the booing for Israel when they walked in?
I didn't see
Because
that.
I saw it on YouTube, but I don't know if they Israel's like real bad.
Oof.
Yeah, I don't think that the other athletes are being nice to them either, though. Like they're supporting the American athletes, but I don't think that they're supporting the Israeli
Yeah, I don't
athletes.
imagine they would. because I mean, what's happening there is fucking horrible, but also we're the ones providing most of the money for that shit to happen.
But
So
anyway, but
gross.
yes, the Super Bowl is today. The Winter Olympics is all week. The All-Star Games at the end is next Sunday, followed by the Olympics. It's very
Oh,
sports.
look at her, Miss ESPN
I know.
2026.
Who is it?
Never mind. Oh my God.
Good, Ricky.
Oh.
Oh, and I know about the Olympics because what's his name? The skier, Gus,
The gay one.
the gay one, Gus Worthy, is that his last name? Or Gus is his,
Gus
anyway,
Kenworthy.
he pissed in the snow, fucked ice, and posted it.
Somebody goes, wow, he can pee really. His peemanship is really good.
Right. And they're like, he's very hydrated.
Well, he's an athlete, and I'm sure that's not the first time he's pissed on command.
But
He's quite
writing
human.
it.
I mean,
I mean,
you
it did
gotta
look
try
good
to
to be
not get it in
written.
their eyes. Your aim has to be pretty good.
Anywho.
I gotta get going because my earbuds are beeping at me. They're
Yeah,
gonna
I gotta go because
cut
I'm
off.
bored. So.
All right,
Oh my
Michelle.
God.
Michelle's about to
Look.
fall, Beyonce. Let's go.
I feel like we're out of practice, so we should do this again.
Yes.
And we'll have more fun next time.
Sure,
Not
okay.
that I'm not having fun, but like
Oh, I'm having so much fun right now.
I could have more fun.
I could be doing this right now. Well, you can't see. Damn it.
What is that?
Embroidering.
Oh, Jesus. You are
She's
becoming a
so crafty.
lesbian.
Look, 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 look. Oh, fuck.
We can't see it. It is
Damn
cute.
it.
I can tell. I've seen pictures. It is super cute.
You gonna make a pillow?
Maybe.
All
I
right.
gotta get, learn how to sew to do that, but okay. All right,
I'm
this is Ricky.
sure. I'm sure
This is
that
Ricky.
you can do that with your Birkenstocks
This is
on.
Ricky.
This is Adam.
This is Jerry. We'll talk to you later.
Okay,
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Right. I don't. Okay. And now I don't know how to hit
Thank you for getting
stop
foul with Foul Monkeys, and
recording.
we hope you enjoyed the show.
You can send feedback, dick pics, or marriage proposals to
Dear
foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Chicago. You can also leave us sexy messages or some really heavy breathing at 863-666-0377.
Ask us questions and interact with us on Twitter and Instagram with the handle @foulmonkeys.
You can also join us over at the Facebook page where things can get really, really dirty.
Thank you for listening, and we will talk to
Fullerton
you
is
soon.
next. Doors
Bye.
open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.